Welcome back to the Sports Line 447 here on a Tuesday. Rich Roth, Anthony Santaniello. Or as he says, Santaniello, the Americanized version of his last name.
I don't talk like that.
Just totally disregard a vowel. It's the old silent I, Roland. You've heard of that, right? The silent I?
Hello, what? are we on the air? Okay, good.
You know, we appreciate you joining us on short notice. We liked having you on nights.
Short notice? I've been waiting 20 minutes.
I like having you on nights where they bring us food.
I like you guys calling me up and leaving me on hold for 20 minutes.
Well, that's Anthony's fault.
Oh, come on.
Sorry about that, Roland.
I've hung up twice in the process. And you called me back with 15 minutes ago and said, yeah, we need to put you back on hold.
Well, see, here's the problem. It was a baseball guy.
Yes.
You know, he didn't answer his phone, and then he called back, and it was supposed to be quick, and Anthony starts asking him questions about prospects no one's ever heard of.
And so is a secret for me not to answer my phone?
Yes, probably. If you see our number, ESPN Radio in Virginia, run and hide. Run and hide. How's everything going, Roland?
It's good. It's good. It's just been a long day.
But we'll keep it short.
How are you guys doing?
We're good.
I'm sure you don't want to talk to me to know how I'm doing, though.
You know what I'm really curious about? What kind of insight can you give us on this Steve Kerr situation? I know, you know, people have been talking about it. I mean, this seems like the, you know, kind of one of the worst things going. I mean, you know, the guy can't even coach. He can't sit on the bench. He's got this back issue. You know, they're hoping to get it corrected. I understand he just had another procedure down at Duke within the last day or so. I mean, you know, what can you tell me about this and how the Warriors is a team? I mean, it seems like they're coping with it fine the way they keep winning.
Well, you know, they're a veteran team. They know what they're doing. We really won't know if it's problematic until probably when they get in the NBA Finals. But Mike Brown is a veteran coach. And so, you know, Steve Kerr is one of the best people I've gotten to know over my many years covering the NBA. And he's always been helpful to me. He spent hours with me talking about his memories for my Michael Jordan book. He didn't have to do that. I mean, it's there are many things he would rather do, I'm sure, than talk to me. But I think that speaks to the kind of person he is. And if you've read anything about him, his father, the murder of his father, a career diplomat in the Middle East. It's, you know, it's very tough to see this happen because Steve is one of the best.
So how important is a coach at the NBA level once, you know, and I get the importance of it, but once, you know, everyone's kind of dialed into the system and knows how things are running. I mean, it seems at least at this point that things are just kind of on autopilot. You said we got to wait to the finals.
Well, all the 15 players, each of them is a corporation with an agent who is pushing for this and that. And there are a zillion different things going on. I think coaching in the NBA has always been very important. The most important thing is always talent. I think you can say that in biddy ball. But it's obviously really important in the NBA, but the seasons are long, there are many issues, so coaching's critical. It's also a heck of a grind, but there are a lot worse ways to make millions.
And Roland, would you say, I know it doesn't happen that often, but obviously the Cavs and the Warriors both sweeping, they get a ton of rest until their next series begins. Any chance that could hurt them in the next round, or is it a foregone conclusion that it's still...
No, that always becomes a factor. You know, you acquire rust. We've had a number of years I won't say a number, but there are years where you have a lot of sweeps. I remember I was traveling with the Pistons when they ran up a bunch of sweeps in 1989. The Lakers did the same, and it looked like that we were headed for this Titanic Finals. And Magic Johnson and Byron Scott, both with the Lakers, got hamstring injuries in practice. And the finals was a sweep for the Pistons' first victory. And that was after all these other sweeps, just about. I think there were a couple of losses here or there along the way. The Pistons didn't have the all-time record. That belongs to the Lakers, who went 15-1 in 2001. But, yeah, no, there's always things. You know, the thing that happened to the Lakers is Pat Riley took them to training camp in Southern California and ran them so hard they ended up with the hamstring injuries. It's still something that infuriates Lakers fans.
Roland Lazenby joining us here on the Sports Line, talking a little NBA. Of course, lots of great books in his tremendous career, but the latest two, Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant, and Michael Jordan, The Life. Those are the latest two, and available online at Amazon and bookstores everywhere. Great reads, long reads.
Oh yeah, you know, pack your lunch for a week.
Okay, so you know, I'm going to ask you again, because I always ask you, any reason to suspect that we are not headed for the showdown in the finals that everybody was expecting, really, since Kevin Durant signed with Golden State last offseason? It's all about the Warriors and in Cleveland at this point?
Yes, and the fact that Kevin Durant did that is a testament to LeBron's greatness. You know, the guy could look at the landscape and see, you know, if I'm going to have a prayer of winning a championship, I got to get with a team that has some cap space and can take on LeBron. And that infuriates a lot of fans, but it's true. And so we're going to see some very stacked teams go at it.
And Roland, with LeBron having the season and the playoffs that he's been having so far this year, does this kind of help him in terms of where you view him as an all-time player? Like, does it make you put him up there with the likes of Magic and all the other greats that are up there in Jordan?
Yes, he's climbing that ladder and getting way up there to where you can't see him anymore. You know, I think, and I've said this before, but I had the good fortune to go out to Akron and sit in the Cedar Wings Lounge.
Has anyone ever said that before, Roland?
Nasty outpost with LeBron's uncle Terry, and to really get a sense, as we were drinking liquor at about 11 o'clock in the morning, starting at 11 for several hours, to get a sense of the culture of substance abuse that LeBron was born into and came out of. And to look at who he is today is absolutely remarkable.
I don't even know where to start after that last statement.
The Cedar Wings Lounge was pretty wild, and his Uncle Terry, who's on LeBron's payroll. I mean, LeBron doesn't forget any of the people in his background, but he is the guy. He is the man of the NBA, the citizen, the guy who measures it all, and is a superstar in every way.
Roland, we're out of time. Thank you, man.
Hey, guys. Talk to you soon.
Always a pleasure. Look forward to it. Roland Lazenby, great NBA author. Two latest books, as I mentioned, Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant, and Michael Jordan, The Life. Two really, really, really good reads. Great insight from Roland Lazenby. Although, to say I had the pleasure to go to Akron.
That's a stretch.
That's a group of words I've never heard uttered at the same time in that sentence.
People don't even say they have the pleasure of going to Cleveland. You're going to go to Akron and say it's a pleasure.
Pleasure going to Akron. And then we started drinking liquor at 11 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's going to end well. We're back. Mike London next.